The Lord Jesus be with you. This is Pastor Michael Miller with Sacred Moments. The Last Day Judgment is not a Dark Ages method of social control. It's a fact that every person, no matter what they personally believe, will appear before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. But what will we be judged on? What we've done? In Matthew 25, Jesus even says to the righteous, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink." And to the wicked, "I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink." It sounds like our works determine whether we end up going to heaven or going to hell. But if that's true, then every Protestant church body and even Scripture itself has led us astray. Because in countless other passages, the Bible says, "The righteous will live by his faith, and it is by grace that you are saved through faith." Jesus himself also must have lied when he told the sinful woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The key is in what he says before the works. "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Unless you live in a soap opera, an inheritance isn't something you work for. It's gifted to you after someone dies. No matter how long you've worked to prepare something, I guarantee it hasn't been from the foundation of the world. Only Jesus fits the bill for this. He is the one who died so that sinners might receive the kingdom as saints. He is the one who prepared this even before the world existed. God has not lied to you, because it is through faith in who Jesus is and what he's done that you, who fall short of God's standard, are saved from hell. By faith you are counted totally righteous, as if you had done every good work worthy of heaven. But it wasn't you. It was, and always will be, Jesus alone. Amen. This has been Sacred Moments with Pastor Michael Miller. Come hear more at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Lebanon on Sunday at 10:30, Grant Street across from Booth Park, online at blclebanon.org.